Welcome to How to Make More Money. As a holistic practitioner or a yoga teacher, I'm Kate Stillman, founder of yogahealer.com. And in the next hour, I'm going to tell you a very specific income strategy that's helped me, as well as many others, really increase the amount of income they can make and increase the depth of impact that we can have on the lives of those who we want to help the most. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself and who this workshop will be good for, just so you get a sense as if you're in the right place. So I started Yoga Healer in 2001 as an Ayurvedic practitioner and as a yoga teacher. And I worked the one-on-one model, the group class model, the one-on-one practitioner model for years. And it was great. I was successful at that. I mean, I made more money at that than most of my classmates. And by all industry standards, I was doing really well. But I realized that there was something more. So in this workshop, I'm going to tell you what I've learned over the past 12 years about that's something more. Okay, so let me tell you who this 1 hour video is going to help the most. If you're a holistic practitioner, yoga teacher, and you're making between $30,000 and $50,000, you are helping people, but you're kind of have this patchwork business model where you're patching this job and that job and that job to make ends meet. If that's where you're at and you're really looking to how can I make more money and have more of a streamlined strategy to making the money so I can spend less time running around and more time doing the deeper work I'm interested in, this is going to be a great hour for you. Also, if you're a very successful yoga teacher or holistic practitioner, you're already making six figures and you're looking to streamline your business model so that you can actually make more money in less time. Perhaps you want to see exactly how you should be taking your business online or online to the next level so that you can reach people that are a really more of a refined fit for your expertise, then sit tight. And the third group that I work with and can really help with this workshop and beyond is those who are leaving corporate. So I work with quite a few people who they've already been very successful, you know, made more than six figures, but now they're transitioning into more meaningful work as a holistic practitioner or as a yoga teacher. And I think you'll learn a lot from the particular strategy that I'm going to teach you in the next hour. So this strategy is what I use, and it's what I've helped a lot of other people implement in their business. And it's not something that you see out there. It's not something that, like, you can read a book on it. But if you take out your pen and paper and you take notes, you're going to learn a lot over the next hour. So let's get started. So what we're going to do is talk about you're already helping people transform physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, or maybe all of the above. And you're already making a good living. That's what I'm going to assume. And I'm also going to assume that, you know, you're already somewhat successful. You already have a bit of a following, a bit of maybe a tribe or a community around your business. But that you also sense that there's another level of transformational work that you could do with people. And you also sense that if you're really going to be in it for the long haul, you might need to do your work a little bit differently in the world so that you have the kind of energy that you want to have, not just for your own personal experience, but to really give to the world. And that maybe the income model that you're currently in, how you're making money as a holistic practitioner or a yoga teacher, it might leave you feeling depleted or run down or that you don't have enough time for your own practices. So if any of that applies to you, you're in the right place. What we're really going to get into here is how to take the next step in your income strategy to make more money in less time. I feel like a cheesy salesperson when I say that, but it is the reality that I experienced and have experienced for years, and it's worth having as a goal. And also how you can work with your clients and students in a more committed way at a deeper level of transformation. And this is a big deal because I know you could have chosen many a career path, but something in you had you decide that you wanted to help other people. You wanted to make a difference in other people's lives. And you want your best work to happen really at the best level of engagement. And it's possible. There is a specific strategy that really helps that all happen. And my guess is, too, is that you want your students, your clients, your patients to have the framework and structure to be able to grow and learn and connect in even more meaningful ways. And one of the things that I'm going to propose in this is that chances are, if you are good at what you do, but you haven't studied business strategy or entrepreneurial or micropreneurial strategy much, is that your current business model is actually keeping students, clients, patients at a plateau.
in their wellness. And I'm going to show you how to actually get them over the plateau in this workshop. I work with people to grow their businesses at a few different levels, from basically from like the $30,000 to the $100,000 level, and from the $100,000 to the $250,000 level. My business is 100% online, but I've owned a yoga studio in the past, and I've worked a number of different income models in the holistic wellness and yoga teacher realm. I started off in 2001 as a certified yoga teacher and as an Ayurvedic medicine practitioner. And I found that these two skill sets were great. I kept wanting to add more and more certifications, more and more and more modalities. Became a certified Anusara yoga teacher, I believe, in 2006. And went on to study a number of different meditation traditions and started to teach meditation as well. So I had this bag of modalities that I was using, but I didn't really have someone in my life that I thought, like, wow, they are nailing it. They really have the business model that I want to have. And instead what I saw is like a lot of different things going on, right? I saw some people running around the world teaching great, amazing workshops, but traveling a ton. And I saw other people, they were just running around town and teaching a ton and wearing themselves out. And then I also saw the practitioner model, which looked like a doctor's office model, where they just would try to have, you know, 41-hour clients a week, work there 40-hour week. And I saw all these models, and it really left something lacking for me. I didn't see anything I wanted, but I also didn't, interestingly enough, looking back, I also didn't make the time to ask the questions or have the guide to tell me that these would be questions to ask. So I want to start off right away by giving you some really good questions to ask those whose income model you're following. And I know from talking to so many yoga teachers and holistic practitioners that part of you are like, I don't have an income model. Like, I just do what I do and it makes money. But whatever that is, it might be the run around town model. It might be the grab things from a million different places model, but there's still a model in there. There's still something that you're doing and you've seen other people do it and you end up doing it yourself. What you want to do at this point is pay attention to what it is, like what the structure of your business actually is, like how you actually make money, how much time you're actually spending. So say for every hour that you bill for, you're actually spending 3 hours, like getting the client, getting the materials ready, etc. For every yoga class you teach, you're doing prep work, you're answering questions after class, you're sweeping the studio, etc. So to get really clear. And then to look for someone who has, it looks like maybe they're making more money than you, and that they're enjoying their life more. So someone that career you're following, but you want to follow more closely. And I'm going to give you a list of questions to ask this person. One, how much do you work? Because if the person's working 60 to 80 hours a week, like I would stop at that point and be like, okay, that's not my model. Two, do you like your schedule? Right? Are you working the hours that you want to work? Three, how much money do you make? I know for many of you, you're like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't even talk about how much money I make, let alone I can't ask someone else something. But if you're modeling your life after this person, right, you want to find someone who's making the kind of money you want to make, or has made that amount in the past, and maybe now they're making, you know, 2-3 times that, but they've been at the level that you're just trying to even get to, right? So how much money do you make? How much money were you making 2 years ago? How much money do you plan on making in 2 years? So you have an idea of too, where they came from and where they're going. And then, can you share your income strategy with me so you can start to see what's going on behind the scenes? Because often what we see of someone's income strategy is we see what's happening in the front of the shop, right? We see what's happening when you go into a shop, like say you want a new dress and you see the dress in the window and you go in the shop and there's the dress and there's the changing room, you try it on, it fits, you buy the dress, you leave. That was a front of the shop experience. But there's this whole, if you're the employee of the shop, there's this whole other thing going on. If you're the owner of the shop, there's a whole other thing going on than what's happening on the front of the shop. And the same thing's true as you might now know at this point in your career, there's a whole other thing that goes on besides the FaceTime you have with your clients. So when you're talking to someone about their business model, someone that you admire, someone that you're thinking, I like that, I like their lifestyle, right? I like how they work with people. I like what impact they're having on the world or what impact they're having on people's lives, people that I know, right? You want to ask them more about what's going on in the back of the shop as well, because you can see what's happening in the front. Another question is, how much did you invest in your career, business, your income training, versus your wellness training or your modality training? Okay, so you want to start to see if they are successful, if the numbers, like right away, if the time lined up, their schedule lined up, the amount of money they made lined up with what you want, the amount of money that they were making compared to what they are making now, what they want to make, if that's all lining up, like, okay, this person is clearly 2-3 steps ahead of me and they've done it, then you want to keep asking these questions. And if any of those don't work, then like you probably don't need to go that much further. So can you share your income strategy with me? And then that goes into this, how much have you invested on both sides of your story? Not just what you're really good at, which is the transformational journey that you help people on, that you know, the goods that you deliver, but on the, you know, making all the functions work in your business so that you're making good money in the amount of time that you want to be putting into your business. And if all that lines up, then you want to also say, who'd you learn this from? Because there's going to often be, if all those things are really lining up, there's often going to be a coach or there's going to be a mentor behind the scenes that's really helped them advance their career to the place that it is now. So who's your career coach? That's what, like, the underlying question that you really want to know. All right, now what I want you to do is also ask yourself at this point, if you're not making the money that you want to be making, like say you're stuck at, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 a year and you work a lot, and you're not making the money that you want to make, just ask, you know, what's the real cost of not making the kind of money that you want to make? Because there's a cost to your bank account, there's a cost to your dreams when we realize that our dreams aren't becoming a reality. Like maybe we always envisioned ourselves being able to buy a nice house and raise some kids or be able to put our kids through college or save for retirement. And if those dreams aren't living up, that there's a cost to that. Sometimes there's a cost to our core relationships, even the core relationship with ourselves, when we feel out of integrity in other areas. And I know, so for so many of the yoga teacher healer types out there, the practitioners in holistic medicine, that often these money issues, like, we just don't want to look at. And right now you might be like, can we fast forward through this section here? But there is a cost. And, you know, sometimes there's even a cost to our health because we don't have the time to put into our own personal practices because we're serving. And, you know, all of this leads us to a place where it's like, we often take it personally. We don't think we're good enough. There's sometimes a cost to our self-esteem, and we just don't really sense that we have what it takes. But what I want to say is you do. Most likely, if you're helping other people and you're smart, right, you have what it takes. I mean, I'm always the first person to admit that, like, yes, I have a really great business. I'm not the best Ayurvedic practitioner out there. I'm not the best yoga teacher out there. Like, I'm really, really not. I'm pretty good, though. Like, I know my stuff. So I'm pretty good, but I'm not the best. And you don't need to be the best. You don't need to be the best to have an absolutely amazing career that's personally fulfilling, that, you know, working the number of hours that you want to work. And I know at some point it's like, oh my God, this sounds like a freaking pipe dream. But it's not. I mean, I've lived it for years and I'm living it now. I live, for those of you who don't know me, I live half the year in Mexico at a surf break, overlooking a few other surf breaks so we can take our little boat out and figure out which surf break looks good. You know, I create my own schedule. It's not overly hectic. Most people look at my schedule that know me well or trying to set up, you know, an appointment. They're like, wow, you're wide open. Yeah, I have a very open, easy schedule, and yet I'm able to deliver really deep transformational courses and journeys and one-on-one experiences with people that are really ready to take them. And I'm able to make a great income doing it. So now what I want to ask you is, what would be possible even if you were to make an extra $3,000 a month, right, on top of everything? Just pure profit, $3,000 a month. So that would be 3 times 12, $36,000 more a year. And for those who are already making $100,000 or more, what would an extra $6,000 be for you a month? $72,000 a year. How would that change your life? What impact would a sustained income infusion have on your day-to-day life? You know, how would you spend money differently? What would you be able to invest in that really mattered to you, whether it was time for your own personal care, because maybe you could outsource some of the runaround work that you do. Maybe you just simply could raise your rates so that you didn't have to work quite as much for the money that you're making because you're making more money. Perhaps you would shift the way that you go to the grocery store. I mean, just something as simple as that. Like, you'd put things in your cart that you really wanted to eat. Maybe you invest in more of your wellness modality training because you wanted to help people in a way that you didn't currently know how, and you just wanted more money to invest. Because I know for most of us, we're constantly learning, and we want to learn, and we want to take these amazing courses and have experiences. So just feel into that, like $3,000 to $6,000 more a month. I know many of us don't like to dream this stuff. We don't want to feel into the possibility, or it just sounds like magical thinking, and believe me, we're not going to go there. But you just want to get a sense. What would that feel like? How would your life change? Because that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to show you a very straightforward model that I use not only with myself, but other yoga teachers and holistic practitioners and Chinese medicine doctors and the like, to actually experience more money and working less time and streamline processes. Next, let's get into the strategy issues for holistic practitioners and teachers. Talking about strategy issues, I'm not trying to rub your nose in the dew, so to speak. I'm showing you that this is really common. It's so common it's in the water. Just noticing that you're part of a posse that's in a pattern, we can depersonalize a lot of these issues and say like, oh, this is just one of those bigger issues. No wonder it's happening to me. So as I go through these common, you know, strategy issues or mistakes, notice which ones you've made or traps you've fallen into, but also notice which ones aren't your issues. And you can also use the worksheets for this. So the first issue, amorphous goals. One of the biggest problems I noticed that most holistic practitioners, they don't even set income goals. And if they do, often they're not in tune with what would be possible for them given some serious holistic career training from someone who's walked the path. If we're not setting income goals and generating income strategy to meet those goals, we don't often have a very efficient plan of attack or action steps to meet those goals because they're amorphous. And you know, when I find that, you know, these amorphous goals, I mean, or amorphous, even if you get the meaning of it, it means that there's no crystalline form, there's no structure, there's no organization. So if you have amorphous goals, take note of this. This is something that you're going to want to become aware of and start to set more concrete goals. The other big thing is that we often don't have a business model that works. And I know when I got out of Iyengar Yoga Certification School and Ayurvedic Practitioner School, it was 2001, I was in with both feet. I was in up to my eyeballs. And I unconsciously observed a few different business models, the practitioner one-on-one model, the teaching classes model, the teaching huge classes model, and the like write your own book and become a famous author book model. And you know, all these issues have trouble. Like one with a one-on-one model, you're more or less working dollars per hour. And so it's really hard. Say you're at, you know, $60,000 a year, it's really hard to then, you know, double your income the next year. Like, what are you gonna do? Double your rates and keep all the same clients? Like, it's really tricky. You can't, you know, if you have a full schedule, you can't fit in more clients. You can raise your rates to a certain point, but you're still going to max out. Even if you're at, you know, if you're at $150,000 a year as a great holistic practitioner, killing it, loving your work, but you're getting tired and you don't want to work that much and you're wondering how you can make more money and work less, like the one-on-one model is just super limited. The public class workshop model, it's hard because, you know, like you look at how much you can actually charge and then how many people can actually come to class. And after the studio takes its cut, you know, it's just really hard to make a leverageable income. Like to add another, $3,000 to $5,000 that month to your income, it's going to be hard to add that many more classes. You can work again with one-on-one with more students, but then you're in the one-on-one model. So it's just really tough to get leverageable income that way. If you're in the spa model and you're doing dollars per hour work, you're still in the one-on-one model. So it's really the same thing, just applied to body work or the spa model. And then there's the rock star teacher model where you're teaching just like huge amounts of people. And the issue with this model, it's, you know, if you have a family, if you're raising children, you can't do this. You can't do this well or sanely and really be there for the people that are most important in your life.
If you don't have youngins around and you don't need to take care of other people, you know, locally to you as much, and you can really be gone, there's a lot of time on airplanes. It's a lot of time in airports. It's a lot of time in hotels or not sleeping in your own bed, which can work for people usually for about 10, 15 years. And after that, it's really hard. And then it's really hard to know how you often don't have this. It's a different, really different skill set. Like, managing a lot of people, bringing a lot of people into a group experience is really a different skill set than how to make leverageable income according to another model. So it can be really difficult to transition out of that model into another income model when you get tired of airplanes and airports and not sleeping in your own bed. So the other model, and this is more on the holistic practitioner side, is to become the famous author and be in high demand. But the reality is, like, a lot of people end up with a lot of books that aren't selling. If they self-publish, they might have the books. If they self-publish CDs, they might have the CDs, and now they have a distribution problem. They have to sell and they have to distribute. Even those who have found a publisher, they still often realize after they've gone through the amazing experience of writing a book that now they really are in charge of their own publicity and sales, and they have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how they're going to get this thing to move, how they're going to get the kind of ratings they want, the kind of support they want around the book. So there's these things. If you have one of these models, you really want to think it through and talk to people who are, you know, I use the expression killing it, like people who are really doing well with it, who like really have mastered it. And listen to those people and find out if it's really the right model for you. Okay, models aside, there's a whole other issue, the guru problem is what I'm going to call it. So we often will confuse enlightenment and inner prosperity with business strategy. I don't know about you, but I've made this mistake more than once where I'm following a successful teacher or a healer or a more enlightened person, and they're teaching me what they teach, which is, you know, how to be enlightened, more enlightened, how to help more people using a specific modality. And what I found, like, there was a little shadow issue in myself where I was like, I actually wanted to be successful like they were, but I never learned their business strategy. The reason I never learned their business strategy is because they weren't teaching business strategy. That's not what they were teaching. And honestly, most of them didn't want me to know it because I was their target customer for exactly what they were teaching. And that's not a problem. You know, the problem was that I had the problem. I was looking to them for something they were not offering. It was not on their menu. I wanted what they had, which was like a bigger following, a successful career, but that's not what they were teaching. They were teaching the modality that they were teaching. Okay, more certification. So you might be worried that you don't have what it takes to earn the kind of income you want because you don't have the right training. And if you just had this certification or another certification, like I often hear great yoga therapists say, oh, if I just had a PhD in physical therapy, then I would really make the kind of money I want. I'd really be able to get the right people in my door because they'd see I was like, you know, accredited in the Western medical model. And I just don't buy it. I mean, I've seen it and I've seen it work kind of, but I've seen a whole other level of issues that come through within going after the physical therapy PhD and working through the internships and then starting at the bottom of the rung and working the way up. And all of a sudden they realize like, wow, I'm still in a dollars per hour model and I'm not really doing the deeper transformational work that I was hoping to be doing in the first place. So I just want you to see if that's on your list. Okay, some other issues. We often don't know who we're working with. Like, are we working with like the muscle guy who's into weightlifting? Are we working with a business exec who's really just trying to get to the next level of her career but wants to take care of her body in the meanwhile? Like, if we don't know, if we're working with everyone, we're not working with anyone. If we don't really know who we're working with, like, it's a problem for us. Even if we do know who we're working with, if we don't have a starting place, like the plane takes off in a certain place and a transformation, the plane gets to where it's trying to go and a descent and a landing of it actually gets to where it's trying to go. If we don't have this built into our business strategy that we are the plane, that we take people
where they're trying to go on a very specific journey that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. If we don't have this built into our business strategy, it's going to be really hard to leverage our impact, but also our time. If we don't have an offer, it's a super big deal. Like, you know how to take care of people. You're good at what you do, or you wouldn't be on this webinar. But if you don't have an offer, so if we just got that there's a journey, right? That there's a starting place, there's a transformation that happens, there's an end result, that's a package. So we need to be able to package our care, right, into something that we can sell as a transformational journey, right, as a package. If we don't get what that is, that transformational journey is, and we don't make it nice and neat and package it, then we don't have an offer. And if we don't have an offer, we don't really have something to sell. But say we do have an offer. Say we do have something to sell. Then we often don't know how to generate great leads. So, you know, we know exactly the transformational journey that we're bringing people on. We have an amazing program to bring them through. But there's just nobody signing up. And often we don't really have a strategy in place to get not just anybody to be in conversation with us, to see if they're a good fit for our program, but a very specific person who would be a perfect fit for our program to raise their hand and get on the wait list and then go on the journey with us at the right time. Okay, and even if we do have that, so we know who we're selling to, we know the journey, we have it all nice, neat, it's all packaged up, and we've got lots of people that are magnetically attracted to coming with us. Oh my gosh, we don't know how to sell. We don't know how to get them to decide to actually come. There's a whole process that happens that helps somebody decide whether or not they are really ready, ripe, and willing to invest in a transformational journey. And if you don't know how to sell, you don't know how to sell. And if you haven't learned how to sell, you don't know how to sell. And when I'm talking about a journey, like if you think of a plane trip, it's not cheap. It's not like taking the taxi down the street, right? If you're going on a plane trip, like you're going somewhere. You know where you want to go. You want to end up at a specific destination, and it's going to be a hassle. You're going to have to drive to the airport. You're going to have to park your car. You're going to have to go through security. You're going to have to like wait in line to get on the airplane and then shove your bag up high and sit down and deal with the whole takeoff landing. If you're like me and you live in remote, beautiful places, then you have to do that like takeoff landing a few times before you get to where you really want to go. So it's like a big deal to go somewhere. It's a lot of time and it's a lot of energy and it's a really specific place. But say you've got that all figured out, you've got it all packaged up, you've got the right people. What you're selling is usually well beyond $1,000. So $2,000 to $8,000 offers, that's what I'm talking about. That's what these little nice little packages are. That's what these nice little journeys are. They're expensive. So that, say you have a $3,000 offer and you know how to sell it, for you to increase your income that month by $3,000, if you have a $3,000 offer and you know how to sell it, right? One client. And you've increased your income $3,000 that month. Okay, so often we don't have a strategy and we haven't learned business strategy. We've learned a lot of things and we know a lot, but we often don't have the business strategy. And often who we're following aren't people that have what we actually want. They might not have the lifestyle we want, the number of hours they're working, the kind of depth of client journeys or patient journeys, transformational journeys that they're delivering, that they're co-creating with a really dynamic group of people that want to go on this transformation with them. So we're often following great teachers and great practitioners who aren't making a great living. Or we may have the wrong life coach or business coach who isn't earning the target income that we're striving for. I often see this. I'm part of women's business networking groups, and I have friends that are equally successful, but in the business coaching realm, and they have a ton of clients who are life coaches and women's business coaches who are striving to break six figures. So they're working with the coaches, life coaches, business coaches who are in the, you know, $30,000 to $60,000 range, who are trying to get to $100,000. And there's tons of these life coaches out there who are coaching people, often like us, who are trying to get to where they're trying to get to, but everyone's trying to get to the same place, but no one's actually been there. And that's never a good idea, because there's a specific way to get to where you want to go. And it's important to find a specific person who knows specifically the journey on how to get there. And this is my last strategy issue that I see so much, is that even if you're super clear on your goals, you know, you don't have amorphous goals, you've got crystalline goals, and you've got a great coach who walks the talk, who's been to where you want to go, and you've invested the focus and you're, you know, putting the right action steps into place, you still need a community of people who are in your same experience, who are having that same, like, I'm trying to get there too, to walk the path with. And I've interviewed amazing habit experts, people who help people change their habits, to change their life. And habit experts have proven time and again the importance of community for transformation. So if you're just doing it alone, it's A, it's going to be harder. B, it's probably not going to work. So you have to have a journey with a group of people to do this increasing your income and increasing your impact. If you really want to experience success in that, if you really want to get to where you're trying to go. So at this point, you might be worried that you don't have what it takes to earn the kind of income that would make your life better. And you might be worried there's something wrong with you, that you're not as good a teacher or wellness provider as other leaders in the field. You might see other teachers or practitioners really taking off, and yet you might feel stuck. And I just want to say, like, you're not alone. Like, if we really look at what you have been up to, it's worthy of praise. You've been willing to put it all on the line to help other people. You've been devoting yourself to a career that's built on ethical integrity over greed and personal gain, right? You hold yourself to a high bar for how you structure your day-to-day life, to have deeper connectivity, to reflect your core values. And you're not selling out to commute or work some job with insane hours just for a paycheck. And yeah, okay, you haven't really learned the business strategy or the entrepreneurial skills that would help you make a lot more money. But the reason you haven't been doing that is because you've been totally devoted to learning your trade and your craft and learning that to the best of your ability so that you can help yourself move to the next level of health, wellness, and enlightenment, and so that you can help other people. And you've been helping other people move to the next level of health and awakeness and interconnectivity. So I totally get it. And I just want you to know there's no secrets. There's no like secret sauce, right? There's just holes in your knowledge that you've skipped over or that you've just set aside until a time when you've been ready to, like, okay, I wanna get over my strategy issues and really get a great strategy so that I can make the kind of money I want and live the kind of life I want. So what I want to show you next is exactly how to shift your income model so that you're not just staying in the dollars per hour model and charging more money each year or trying to get more students in the door, but that you really have a plan that's going to help you leverage your time and bring people on a deeper transformational journey. And this is the thing, is if we're not bringing our clients on the deeper transformational journey, we're gonna, quite frankly, we're just going to burn out. And that sucks because you spent a lot of time and energy getting to where you're at now. So let's get the right clients with you at the right price point. And I just want you to remember back to when you signed up for massage therapy school or yoga teacher training, or you became a Chinese medicine doctor, and the deep journey that you went on with a bunch of students that were just like you. And you had to put a lot of money up front, and you were in, and you went through a process that transformed you. It changed your worldview, it changed your daily practices, it changed what you were then able to do afterwards. And this is the thing, is most of us in this sort of client, client to patient model, right? Doctor to patient model, or client to customer model, or teacher to student model, we don't really sell at these higher price points. We don't have a process for getting the right person in the door and letting them to get to know us and trust us, and for us to get to know them and trust them and see, is this a good fit? So we really need a process for deeper engagement. And as, you know, people that are on the cutting edge of holistic health, which I'm sure you are, right? There's a way that we can actually up the ethics, up the morality, up the kind of depth and interconnectivity that happens in a sales process to refine and engage with the right people at the right price point.
And we can do this in a way that is so integrally informed, that is so aware of exactly what's happening and making sure it's a great fit for everybody, that it doesn't feel slimy, it doesn't feel out of line alignment at all. It just feels like it actually is bringing you both into a more interesting conversation and into a deeper alignment together. So that's what's possible. Let me show you how it works. Okay, so how someone hears about us is word of mouth. WOM. Meaning that Sally tells her friend Judy that she had an amazing experience working with me. Or Judy tells Susie that she read a great blog post, and so she forwarded the blog post to her friend because she was mentioning over tea the other day that there was this, you know, way of eating living foods in a more Ayurvedic way, blah, blah, blah. And so what happens is soon there starts to be like a little bit of a community around your business, which is what you really need. And most of you have that, I'm sure, at this point. What we need to get, because often we get confused by, is that understanding that like all the strategy we have behind podcasts or blog posts or use of social media, et cetera, all of that is actually to encourage word of mouth, okay? All of that just is trying to amplify the word of mouth. And the word of mouth, what happens is someone hears about you, and then what happens next? What happens next is you want to have a very smooth process to get from someone who like has no idea who you are, really, doesn't really know much about your work, doesn't maybe know, like for people coming to me, they may have some idea about Ayurveda. They might be yoga teachers who have some idea about Ayurveda, but they really want to know a little bit more. Like they're interested. So what the possibility is there is for me to take Susie or Joni or whomever, right? And actually like walk them down this path where we're going somewhere. We're getting to know a little bit more about each other. I'm ascertaining what this person's really interested in. Maybe they comment on, you know, for an online business, maybe they send me an email after they read something that was particularly good, or they heard a talk that they really liked, and they send me an email. Or if you're more in the in-person business, it's someone that, you know, they might even call your office and say, hey, you know, Margie told me that you give great body work and I have trouble with my hip. Is there something you can do? So you're walking through this, and this process here is what I'm going to call courtship. For most people, like, courtship is their business model. Like, they teach public yoga classes. That, to me, is courtship. They teach a weekend workshop. That's courtship. A retreat. We're still in courtship. They, you know, do body work with clients. They do holistic consultations with clients. They do follow-ups, whatnot. And it's all really more or less staying in the realm of courtship. And if we, according to Wiki, courtship is the period in a couple's relationship which precedes their engagement or marriage or establishment of an agreed relationship of a more enduring kind. During courtship, a couple gets to know each other and decide if there will be an engagement or other such agreement. So from my Wiki definition, what I hope you get is that courtship, right, it's part of the journey, and it's part of the journey to go where? Into a decision. A decision about what? A decision about where they're going to go from here. So the decision is really like, are you going to go on a transformational journey? And we used the example recently about when you went to yoga school, or you went to healer school, or you went into holistic nutrition school, right? That there was a journey that you went on, and that you spent a few thousand dollars at least, and you were with other people that were just like you looking for that same transformation, right? And it was maybe the transformation to become good enough at something that you become a practitioner, you become a teacher of it, right? It might be a transformation that was just more for your own wisdom, so that you really got to understand your own experience on a totally different level. So the decision goes somewhere. And this is the other big thing here, right? Is this decision is a big freaking deal. There has to be a way to help someone make this decision. And it's not necessarily the decision to go on the transformational journey with you. It may be a decision to just enjoy some dating, right? To like just go back to courtship, like play the field, see what's out there. And if we can do this, right? If we can help someone make that decision, so the decision is like,
Yes, take me on your transformational journey because you have one, you have an offer, you have a package that is worth deciding on. Like when we talk about courtship in marriage, it's a big freaking deal, right? We're saying your life's going to change and who you're going to be with is going to be different. The same thing's true with this whole process of going from courtship into a decision that helps them choose engagement. And it's not like this aggressive sales thing either, because courtship, what's really cool about a good courtship, like not the kind that there's not good information and the couple's really not deciding, but where there's two people, right? We've got me and we've got the potential customer. What are we deciding? If we're a good fit for what? For a transformational journey. And if we're not a good fit, it's not a problem, right? We figured that out. Congratulations. Really, congratulations to both of us for figuring that out. Because now, say this is Susie, and say this is me, and Susie decides, you know what? Now I know this transformational journey's out there. Whether that transformational journey is to move more gracefully through menopause, or the transformational journey is to get out of chronic pain, or the transformational journey, like one of my business clients is helping people who want to recover from Hep C more naturally, right? That they want that holistic support. That's the transformational journey, as they learn another level of self-care. Okay, if this person doesn't know that this transformational journey exists and the courtship led them to a decision to knowing that that exists, they're not going back to courtship the same. They know like, oh, someone made me an offer. Wow, because someone made me an offer, my reality is different, my worldview is different. I can actually, you know, really see if this is something that maybe this isn't the right time, but then I want to move forward in the future. So this decision place is a very wonderful place to help the right people get to. It can really help shift some lives. So let's say you do have a process of courtship, and in the process of courtship, we're talking about your one-on-one work. We're also talking about, like, say you have a blog post and you post it on Facebook. That would be part of the process of courtship. Say you teach a yoga class, right? This is the process of courtship. Say you do I call them one-on-one one-offs, okay? So you do a one-on-one one-off, meaning someone can schedule an hour with you. That's one-on-one, and it's one-off. Like, it's only they're only committing for that, whatever, 60, 100, 200, 250 bucks, right? That's it. They're not committing big. So the decision, this kind of decision that I'm talking about here, is a big decision. We'll say it's in the 2 to 10K range, okay? So it's somewhere in there. And just so I don't freak all y'all out, let's just say our transformational journey is at the $3,000 price point. Why? Because it is a price that reflects this journey. And this journey is not easy. So if we look to at the, we'll look at like the hero's journey. The hero's journey is like up and over a mountain. And so the hero starts, let's say the hero starts here, and goes up and over the mountain and ends up here, right? I'm just gonna put a big M because this is the more masculine version. The feminine version is you go deep down into the pit of despair, right? Persephone gets snatched from the big crack in the earth. She loses her mother and connection to all the external world. She goes down into Hades, right? She meets her mate, and she reemerges an empowered woman. So that's the feminine journey, okay? So we've got the masculine and the feminine journey. It doesn't matter which one you subscribe to. Hopefully we've covered some of them. But the idea here is something happens, people, right? It's not just like a stroll in the park. Courtship is different than marriage, right? Courtship, engagement, this over here, transformational journey, this is marriage. This is saying, Susie, you're over here, I'm over here, but I actually live over here, okay? I'm more over here. So whether you're traveling the masculine journey or the feminine journey, the idea here is that, and this is really a crucial thing, is that I'm just gonna color myself green, right? I've been
on this journey. I know that there are going to be some major issues at these certain junctures, right? I've been there. I've walked the path. Susie hasn't walked the path. She doesn't really know that, like, right about here, some really enticing, awful thing could appear that might set her back to there, right? But I know. So I can say, like, oh my gosh, this is going to come up. You're going to lose all motivation, but don't worry. It's just a stage, and I'll help you through that stage. Okay? So this is the big thing, is we need the price point, the 3K, to reflect the transformational journey. If the price point and the transformational journey do not line up, this whole thing is going to fall apart. And really, you're not going to be able to prepare your clients, your students, your patients for the deeper work that they're probably going to need to do to have the kind of experience or end result that they're trying to have, whether that's to be pain-free, whether it's to make it through, you know, menopause in a way that they feel more deeply connected to themselves, where they understand how their body works better, where their intuition's heightened, where they have a deeper sense of personal power, right? All that's possible. But if we don't have the price point to reflect what actually has to happen on this journey, it's not gonna match up. And there's something too, when this is all lined up, magic happens. A process of transformation is truly able to occur. Okay. And it's one of these things, you know, you can look at this on my little, you know, on my little slide presentation here. But until you experience it, it's like, oh, that makes sense. I kept charging, you know, I fooled around over here in the one-off category for so long. And yeah, I was charging, you know, $15 for my public yoga class. And I was charging $150 for my sessions. And I was charging, you know, $1,200 for my retreats. And that was great. And it was working, but it was really a courtship process. Whereas the work that I feel more deeply called to do is more of this transformational journey. And how do I get from here to there? Well, I need to help people understand that there is something else that I offer, that there is a transformational journey, and that there's a way to make a decision about whether it's a good fit or not. And if it is, then there's a process around engagement, which is engagement, you know, if we really look at what engagement is there's a contract, right? There's always a contract. With marriage, what do? You sign the paper, right? There's a contract. And the contract's saying, like, this is the real deal. We are going on this journey over the mountain. We are going on this journey into the pit of what's blocking us from the next level. And we're going to get through, and we're going to make it to the other side. And it's just honoring that this is really what's going to happen. It's honoring the depth of the experience. It's also honoring the benefit of what it's like to come over to this side, so that Susie, when she's over here, she gets that she's been through a transformational journey. And she gets that you helped her out. She gets that she couldn't have made it without you, right? That she really couldn't have done it by herself. And this is key. And I just want to talk a little bit more about this process, because when we get this, certain things start to open up. And in the process of, like, getting it cognitively, yes, that's awesome. In the process of doing it, surprising things actually start to happen. One of my yoga teacher clients I work with in business coaching, Mark Holzman, some of you might know him from Yoga Glow, he reported back to me. It was so beautiful. After one of these sessions, these, like, really, it was around helping someone make a decision, right? Make that decision. Someone who already knew him and liked him and trusted him. And it's like just making that decision. This is a big thing. There has to be a special conversation to help see if it's a good fit. Is this someone you're not going to want to bring everyone through this journey? I made that mistake when you try to work with anyone. But there's someone, it's a qualifying conversation where you both are saying yes. Okay, so you are interviewing them, they're interviewing you, and you're really figuring this out. Is this going to be a good person to do this expedition with? And if it's not, it's no big deal. So what Mark said was that both he and his prospective client experienced a deeper connection just as a result of going through the steps to ascertain if this journey that he offers people, right, if that would fit her needs. This is so beautiful. I want you to pay attention here. Because what this is saying is that this model itself, even if the person doesn't decide to go on the journey, you've actually had a dramatic positive impact on their life if you're doing it right, if you're doing this ethically
and in the right sequence at the right time. And yes, it's an art. It's definitely an art, but it's an art you can learn. I learned it, and I'm not an artist. All right, as you can see by my drawing. All right, so you get it. Word of mouth, courtship, decision, engagement, transformational journey. Susie's totally stoked, and what does she do? She tells her friends. I mean, people are like, wow, how'd you lose? I mean, when I started doing this with the Yogi Detox, different price point, it was, that's more of courtship actually, but the idea is that someone has a transformational process with you, and then their friends start to ask, like, what are you doing differently? You seem calmer. Like, you don't forget your keys as much, or you dropped 20 pounds. I'm curious. And what happens is Susie begins to tell her friend Mary, right, exactly where to go. And then that starts the whole cycle again. So this gorgeous picture that I've drawn, oh my God, the beauty just coming right back at me, is really, this is really the process. This is the process I practice that has gotten, you know, me to the level of success that I experience in the freedom-based lifestyle. And more important than both of those things, really, is that I'm able to bring people in a deep integrity on a very powerful transformation journey that's at a price point that gets them to commit. And it's also at a price point that gets me to commit to what's really possible for them.
So hopefully at this point you see that there's a sequence to an income strategy that will enable you to make more money in less time. That it's, there's no secret to it. There's a lot of different tools, there's a lot of different technology to use to really make it happen in a way that's easier for you and easier for your clients or your students or your patients to have a truly transformational experience. At this point, too, what you might sense is like, oh, it's the sequence. Just like in a yoga class, you don't start with headstand and then go to a standing pose and then start to do some sun salutations to warm up. You don't start a class with the deepest back bend and then go into some cat-cow exercises. Right? There's a sequence to making more money. And it's this sequence that you really need to learn if you want to leverage your time. And if you want to leverage your skills, how you're using your mix of modalities, the things that you're really good at, how you are helping people, and packaging those together into truly a transformational journey. At this point, many people say, well, I don't really know what I don't have the skills to have a transformational journey. Like, I don't have the package. I don't have an offer. I don't do things that are worth that much money. And that may be true. If you don't know how to help people right now, then that is true. And you need to learn that as a wellness provider. You need to learn how to help people first. And that's great that you're practicing and practice on people and get to know your trade, get to know your skills. But if you know your skills and you've been at this a while and you know how to help people, someone comes to you in back pain and you know what to do with them. Someone's looking to have a more easeful transition through menopause and you know how to teach that, right? If you have skills, then it's just a matter of getting the sequence right. And yes, there are things to learn. It's not just as easy as like, oh, look, this is the cute little map and I hand it off and you get it, right? There's some very specific technologies and tools that are going to help make this process a lot easier. There's specific ways to design and deliver a transformational journey that will be more effective than just trying to like patchwork something together. And there's different ways to escort people through the process of courting into making a decision, and from making a decision into feeling comfortable in their decision and really going on the transformational journey with you. And there's also skills to, after they've gone through a life-changing experience, to turning them into basically a funnel of people that will spread your name word of mouth so that you get more perfect clients into your lead generation process. And then you go back into the courtship and the whole cycle starts to work again. So I hope at this point that you've got a bit of an understanding of the common strategy issues, and you have an understanding of the sequence, and that it seems possible for you. That it seems like, yeah, I'm someone who could, with some help, with some guidance, I could do this for myself. And the last thing I wanted to share is, it didn't just it didn't just happen overnight for me. What happened with when I discovered this process in my own business is I was teaching yoga classes and I was an Ayurvedic practitioner and doing Ayurvedic body work. And I was frustrated, quite frankly, because I kept doing this one-off model where people would schedule with me and then maybe they'd schedule again the next week and maybe they'd schedule again the next week, maybe they'd come back to yoga class and maybe they wouldn't. And what I wanted to be doing with them was really helping them go to the next level of their health. But there was, the whole structure was set up with this drop-in mentality. This drop-in, everything costs, you know, a couple hundred bucks at the most, price point. And I got to a point where I was like, I'm spending so much time, you know, running around town, doing a little of this, doing a little of that. And I'm spending so much time marketing my next workshop, which might bring in, at the outside, $3,000. And it just seems like people are getting to a point and they get really excited, but then they slip back because there's no support system to hold them together. And what I really got is that the people that were coming to me that were interested in Ayurveda, they were seeing an Ayurvedic practitioner time and time again, is that they actually needed to be in a process, in a longer process to learn their sacred anatomy, to learn how to take better care of themselves, so they shifted the way that they would age. And so I designed a course. I designed the Living Ayurveda course. This was almost 7 years ago. And in that first course, I charged $1,000. 20 people signed up. And that year, I made $20,000 more. At the time, that was a really big deal for me, to make $20,000 more. And it was the best work. It wasn't this one-off, maybe I'll show up. It was a solid journey I could bring a group of people through, and it transformed their lives. And they expressed that, and not just to themselves, but to each other. And at that point, I started to really change my business model. I started to drop off some of those body work sessions that I was really doing to pay the bills. I wasn't doing it because my heart was in it. And I started to stop teaching quite so many public yoga classes so that I could focus on really creating a deeper transformational experience for the people who were willing to commit at a higher price point. And I started to study business a lot, and income strategy and online business and marketing and sales and all these things that I had never studied before, because I'd just been studying therapeutics of yoga and advanced teaching yoga and doing gurukula programs in Ayurveda, which was so important to my journey. But I got to a point where I realized that if I wanted to actually make more money and live the kind of lifestyle that I wanted deep inside to live, that I was going to have to spend some money and some time in a way that I hadn't before. And what's so beautiful at this point, where I'm like living the life, where we're on my balcony in Mexico, you can see there's maybe some waves behind us and some palm trees, and there's no waves. If there were waves, I'd be surfing. But instead, I'm talking to you right now. Right? So, like, living this life. And this is the life that I want. But the most important thing for me, really, is that I'm doing the work that I want to be doing. I'm bringing the people who are the most interested in through a deep transformational journey, whether that's the people in my Ayurveda studies or whether that's the business work that I do, the career strategy and income strategy that I do with yoga teachers and holistic practitioners. I'm doing the work to me that matters most. And it's important to me that you are doing the work that matters most and that you're bringing your clients, your students, your patients to the next level of their wellness evolution as part of your career strategy. There's one more thing I want to say about this is, a lot of people say to me, you know, well, Kate, you're different. You're really good with technology, and you started way back when there weren't so many people online, or you know, you're naturally really smart. I hear these things all the time, and it's just actually not true. What's more true is that I wanted to help more people. I wanted to help people in a deeper way, and I wanted to make a great living. And if that's where you're at, then believe me, you have what it takes. If you're already helping people, then you have what it takes. And if you're not already helping people, you need to start helping more people. Another thing that I hear is, oh, I have to get over my money issues first. I can't even talk about money. I have so many issues around money. And I have, you know, essential self-worth issues. Like, I'm just not, I can't charge that much. I'm not really worth it. And this is controversial, but I honestly think that's a very egoic perspective. It's just as egoic as saying, like, I'm the best in the world. I'm the best yoga healer in the world. I mean, it's BS, right? Like, I'm pretty good at what I do, but I'm not the best. I'm probably not even in the upper part of the best. So if you have low self-esteem issues, like, one of the ways to go about them is just to set them aside and start to think of the people that you can help the most. So the emphasis isn't on you. The emphasis on how can you be useful? Who can you help? Who can you help the most through what? And chances are, when you start thinking that way, it changes your life. And if you put a good income strategy around your usefulness, that'll change the lives of others. And soon you'll be thinking, like, yeah, what do I want to do with this extra $3,000 to $10,000 this month? I hadn't planned on making that, but it's coming in. So that's the possibility, and you should apply. You know, if it feels like you resonate with where I'm coming from, that you're at a level of wanting to do more good, have a bigger impact.
So go ahead and schedule a strategy session. You'll have to fill out an application. Let us know what's going on. Go to yogahealer.com/strategy, and our head strategist will then get right back with you, schedule 30 minutes to talk through what is your idea? What do you sense you could create with your with what you've done, with your expertise, and is it viable? And if so, what are you going to need in terms of support and accountability and training and information and technology to really make that happen in real time? That's what we specialize in. So the Yoga Healer Business Course Signature System is all about helping people like you in a group go through a process where you get in birth and deliver your signature system. You open a whole other stream of income in real time. It works. It's super effective. So go to yogahealer.com/strategy, fill out your application, and start your conversation. Okay, thank you.